Hey folks, welcome to week 5 of the Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. This week's affirmation was, I deserve to rest. I honor my body, mind, and spirit by regularly replenishing my energy. Well, that is a whole word. It really reminds me that rest is not a reward, is not something to be earned. It's not something that I need to put off, that it's something that I honor my body with and that I deserve daily. So I don't know about you, but this one was kind of that, like, you know, if you can't say amen, say ouch, because I go back and forth between really honoring my body with rest and like burning the candle at both ends, right? Like sleep is important. It's essential. And I typically can get enough sleep, but this really made me think about like hours of sleep that I get consistently and honoring myself enough to get to bed at a decent hour based on when I know I need to get up. And I used to be like a early to rise person because I would work out before I would go into work. And then like when work from home happened and COVID and other parts of life, like I usually still get up and work out, but I don't always do it at 5 in the morning, right? And so this affirmation has made me reflect on the times that I stay up a little later, like to hang out with my partner, or the times where I stay up a little bit later and scroll on my phone, where I should just go to bed. I should get that extra hour of sleep. Because that's what it ends up being between, you know, moving slowly to get upstairs and watching another reel or listening to another part of a book that I'm listening to. And so I'm giving you my stream of consciousness to encourage you and invite you, and I hope you spent this week really asking yourself, do you honor your body with rest, your body and your mind? I noticed a couple weeks ago, almost a month ago now, when I was sick, that I could not, mentally could not take the stimulation of looking at too much social media. Like the reels, the overstimulation, the hot takes, like it was too much. And so that was me honoring my mind, my mental health. For me, you might have heard the phrase like touch grass. That's not of my generation, but I resonate with it because I love to take a walk in nature. Urban parks, since I live in the city, are my favorite. So honoring not just my body with sleep, but also my body with movement and my mind with nature and some downtime, some time that isn't about overstimulation, right? Because many of the apps that we use are set up to stimulate us, set up to overstimulate us, to keep us engaged so that when we feel that like decrease in our dopamine, that we go back for another hit. And so knowing that and reminding ourselves that we deserve rest, our body, our mind, and our spirit. And so what feeds your body, what feeds your mind, what feeds your spirit? There was a piece in here that was having us think about, you know, being completely exhausted or fully rested, like where do we fall on that spectrum? And I have to be honest with myself, it's been a while since I have hung out in that fully rested state consistently. I was just saying that it's been a while since I've woken up on multiple days and felt like I'm ready to tackle the day, I'm rested. And so I need to be reflecting on what am I doing to not support myself in that way. And if you're finding yourself hanging out towards the exhausted range of things, also to reflect on what you can do to help yourself not be so exhausted. But I also want you to think about what you can do to help yourself feel rested. That our body and our mind, we learn best with the positive, with the affirmation on yes rather than on no. And so if you can think about what you need to do or add to your routine or your day, that might be a better, different, more a more accessible way for your body or your mind to shift things than just a no, like don't do this or stop doing that or no, we're not going to do that. That kind of berating, nagging at yourself mentality, you can imagine, might not be as successful for you as thinking about what do I need to make sure I build into my routine. And then the last thing I'd say is if you're finding yourself really struggling with identifying where you are on this spectrum in terms of rest and honoring your body, your mind, your spirit, spend a week or so kind of tracking what you're doing, like tracking your sleep, tracking your time away from screens, tracking your time doing the things that you know rejuvenate you, like puzzles, for example. I go back and forth between like a season of puzzles and not. I'm now pretty consistent about different dance classes that I have throughout the week. Like those things, if they're out of my routine completely, you know, that can be a hint for me that maybe I'm not feeding my spirit or my body. And so spend a period of time just kind of tracking, taking note, how much sleep am I getting? Am I getting any naps during the day? Am I doing hobbies that feed my soul, my spirit? Am I engaging in movement that feeds my mind and my body? I think sometimes we get overly obsessive about like calories and nutrition in our society because we have an obesity problem in our country, but we also have a issue with restricting calories. So depending on where you are for yourself and your relationship with food, it might even be worth reflecting on what you're putting into your body. How are you honoring that? Sometimes we over-caffeinate to accommodate for the lack of sleep, but is that really honoring our body? And so reflecting, not judging, and not even trying to change, but spending a period of time just noticing and tracking what you're doing might be a way to go before you work on changing too much or shifting too much. So I offer that to you as I was reflecting on how am I honoring my body in terms of rest, my soul, my mind. And I hope that it's encouraged you to think about and reflect on the ways that you're feeding yourself, honoring yourself, and giving yourself the rest that you deserve. All right, tell me what you've been thinking about this week in the comments and follow me across all socials. I'm Dr. Kira Banks. Thanks for joining me.
Have Tita spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories. Or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.